A weak solidarity brigade team less than when we opened by crossing to Paris as all true blue Aussie holds its breath as our synchronised divers are on the board, hopefully about to dive their way into Olympic history. Although there seems to be some sort of dispute taking place, let's cross to Paris. A sensation over here, our two divers, Anthony Albanese and Peter Duffer, who does look resplendent in his, police issued budgies, both say they want to start on the right, and although Albanese has thrown up several, indeed, more than 20 proposals for their dive, Duffer is saying no to all of them. Albanese seemed intent on a quadruple backflip with piking it, and although both are perfected this dive, Duffer won't agree unless he is made the lead diver, and oh, catastrophe. While they were arguing, they lost their balance and plunged into the pool. A huge belly whack. Oh, that would have hurt. Let's see what the judges think. Oh, dear. Not good. All noughts. Look, we'll go back to the studio and come back here if there's any further developments. Not good news from the pool, I'm afraid. Now, as Zion bombs and kills in evil Iran and evil Lebanon, all part of future Zion, of course, from the rivers to the seas, fears of an escalation were allayed by True Blue Aussie and the US of the UN of the US of the world, led by our very own Minister for Being Offensive and Train-Killing Richard Malls, the bad guys. Direct quote, "We are very much advocating using our voice in the global community to advocate against any escalation," he informed a world hanging on his every word. Strong stuff, guaranteed to put the brakes on the Zion train-killing war machine. Oh, he did condemn Hamas as a terrorist organisation, so maybe his words weren't meant for Zion. To prevent escalation, of course, True Blue Aussie will stop arming the genocide, Richard. "We will continue to deny we do arm Zion." But we do. "We will continue to deny we do arm Zion." And his US of counterpart, Lloyd Hostile, said he did not think Zion bombing people, evil anti-Semitic people opposing slaughter, genocide and destruction, bombing people all over the Middle East could possibly invite retaliation. After all, Zion has a right to defend its ever-expanding self, but just in case, the good old US of was sending a few more train-killer vessels, destroyers, aircraft carriers, that sort of thing, off the coast, just in case. So they're there to protect all these countries from Zion bombing them at random. Good God, no. We defend liberty, freedom and democracy. No, no, our trained killers are there to protect Zion from the evil countries it is bombing at random. Poor Zion Supremo Benjamin, not another Yahoo, must be shattered at the implications of the murder of Ismail Haniyeh. Frustrating talks to end Benjamin's genocidal slaughter and destruction. Although frustrated by evil Hamas agreeing to the terms imposed by Zion and its very, very, very close friend, the US of. Forcing Zion and its very, very, very close friend to attack evil Hamas for delaying the peace talks. "We could have peace tomorrow, but for Hamas agreeing to the peace proposals," US of Secretary for World State Anthony Blinken Idiot exploded angrily. Hard as it is to believe, our mainstream media has somehow forgotten to point out that the attack on the soccer game was in Syria, and not, as Zion claims, Northern Zion, although maybe they just agree with would-be US Ob Supremo Donald Trample the Poor, who last time round recognised the illegally occupied Golan Heights as now officially part of ever-expanding Zion, and he's very knowledgeable on all these matters, particularly matters of principle, like he's the greatest person ever, ever. Although Hezbollah has never been backward in coming forward to claim responsibility, so who may have? No, no, we can put that doubt to rest, knowing that good, 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 liberty, freedom and democracy, love and ever-expanding Zion would never bomb the innocent. Speaking of Donald and the innocent, our listener will know I've increasingly frustrated as the reality makes satire redundant, satirizes itself, and sadly this trend hit a zenith this week when Donald informed his usual audience of Locked On MAGA, Make America Grotesque Again, Starstruck Idiots, Mad, crazy, lunatic Kamala will stack the Supreme Court, all the courts, with out-of-control anti-US of greeny commies. The worst stack the court ever, ever. Let's repeat that. Donald Trump, the poor, says Kamala will stack the courts. I despair. How can we satirize that? Donald also displayed his sensitivity and intelligence, political nous, by telling an audience of black journalists mad, crazy, lunatic Kamala had only recently discovered she is black, something Donald had no idea of. Also a reflection on Donald's acute powers of observation, or his dedication to the truth and nothing but the truth. Back here, True Blue Aussie continued its commitment to reconciliation, expressed last year by voting not to listen to the First People's Voice, maintained this week with the latest Widening the Gap report, showing the gap getting wider and wider in many areas like incarceration. Which makes sense, because if we don't want to hear the Indigenous people's voice, then it's better for social cohesion if we also don't have to see them. On the other hand, the government response to the Her Most Gracious Majesty's con mission into disability issues was an overwhelmingly positive response to the 222 recommendations, like a disability inclusion minister, a disability rights act, the government adopting a massive 13 of them of the 222, not including a disability inclusion minister nor disability rights act. Yet despite this magnificent government largesse and compassion, disability advocacy groups complained that after waiting 4 to 5 years, we get just 13 accepted. We want to see some direct action. Doesn't this show that some people just can't be pleased? Whatever happened to being thankful for small mercies? For very, very, very small mercies. In the Who Would Have Thought department, who would have thought the caring business class hayseed and sheepshit coalition would criticise that government ministerial reshuffle? Yet, surprise, surprise, the caring business class party said the move of two ministers overseeing the release of no proper papers queue-jumping illegal boat people from indefinite detention was proof of incompetence and failure. Which we have been saying all along, Deputy Big Supremo Susan Lees and Dregs iterated. But they had to observe court decisions which ruled your legislation was flawed. They had no choice but to release no proper papers queue-jumping illegal boat people from indefinite detention. That's where the government is so weak, so weak. They should have known our laws were utter crap. You mean illegal? That's what I said. Utter crap. Still in the Who Would Have Thought department, who would have thought there was racism in football, especially at Collingwood, after Eddie McGuire-Upor set such an example in that area, repeatedly assuring us when he was racist, he most assuredly was not racist. Like when he was sexist, misogynistic, he was most assuredly not misogynistic. Reports this week the AFL is falling behind in its campaign to monitor and hopefully prevent brain damage in players, but maybe a few brain transplants wouldn't go astray. In the Ethics and Integrity Department, this inquiry into the Big Four financial and consulting behemoths and PwC for pricks with confidentiality, responding to an item involving massive tax minimalisation, said it could not provide certain information because of, wait for it, yep, client confidentiality. What rigorous conformity to ethics. But no problems. It had conducted a thorough investigation into itself and discovered all was well. It had done nothing wrong. So, that's cleared that up. If the inquiry lets it get away with that one, then surely the evil CFMEU must be allowed to investigate and exonerate itself as well. Like Worstpac Bank, a case settled in the federal court with a former worker, the details of which would reportedly be very, very embarrassing for the bank. But Her Honour agreed with Worspac's counsel that the details should be permanently kept secret and the media would be in contempt of court to publish them. Again, we assume the evil unions will receive the same legal largesse. On largesse, spare a thought for former Big Supremo and dedicated socialist, the world's greatest worst ex-treasurer, Paul, joining a who's who of True Blue Aussie's filthiest rich of the filthy rich at St John's Toorak Thursday for the funeral of prominent filthiest rich of Rod for the Workers Back Carnegie. Who would he talk to among that lot? But what generosity to attend the funeral of a man who spent his life exploiting the very working class to which Paul has devoted his life. Oh, and this furor over hayseed and sheepshit giant mind, our old mate Barnacle, talking bullets and shooting Anthony et al., the positive is, at least, Barnacle was mumbling, standing up, and not flat on his back. His coalition leader, when he recovers from that unfortunate belly whack at the pool, will return from Zion this week, where doubtless he has been given a balanced view we look forward to hearing ad infinitum, like you know. Finally, in the highly profitable stampede to the end of life as we know it, as the gas lobby insists the government must approve more and more gas so we can transition from more and more gas, as Glenn Rotten to the core wants more and more coal so we can transition from more and more coal, political chameleon Warren Mundunny's people in attack the government decision to ensure the Jabiluka uranium mine, vehemently opposed by the local Mirar people, is never reopened. The Mirar are stupid, stupid, stupid and don't know what's good for them, don't appreciate the wonderful benefits they will gain from having their lands dug up, Warren sages. Indeed, we should be embracing uranium and the nuclear industry just everywhere, he told us. Oh, but he did forget to mention his investments in a number of uranium companies. Funny that. Good morning.